KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Baz Luhrmann's version of The Great Gatsby is a tale told idiotically, full of noise and furor, signifying next to nothing. This is the fourth screen version of F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel, with Leonardo DiCaprio in the title role, and the production is not insipid, let's give it that. As an exercise in absurdist excess, it means to dramatize the excesses of the jazz age. But that's a banality by now, and it's as far as Luhrmann goes in making sense of the book. The film's only governing principle is maximalism. Everything has been made as big as possible. For a while, the sheer scale of the thing keeps you engaged. Gatsby's mansion is what Xanadu might have been in Citizen Kane if Kane had been more gregarious. Partygoers swarm like cicadas and make as much of a racket. A road trip between Long Island and Manhattan takes on the thunderous intensity of a Grand Prix. Fitzgerald's Valley of Ashes, a desolate strip halfway between West Egg and New York City, has become an expressionist Hades where doomed workers slave away on giant slag heaps. That's as close as the movie comes to Fitzgerald's complex attitude toward American capitalism. But artistic elephantiasis sets in, and Luhrmann's film becomes a spectacle in search of a soul. None of the fancy trappings means a thing, because the people who populate them are stylish sticks, unsinged by the spark of life. And it's not the fault of the actors, because the director turns them into lifelike props. DiCaprio is elaborately sincere when he isn't frowning like Jack Nicholson or being mysterious, except that people who are genuinely mysterious don't look mysterious. Carey Mulligan's Daisy is either languorous or amorous, not a lot in between. Tobey Maguire's Nick, the novel's narrator, is cheerlessly impressionable, and Luhrmann uses Amitabh Bachchan, a legendary star in his native India, to make the Jewish gangster Maya Wolfsheim a leering Fagin. Given the lifelessness of the enterprise, there's no point in belaboring its betrayal of the book. Although Fitzgerald's hero created himself out of the whole cloth of romantic yearning, we see almost nothing of that self-creation, only the conflicted result. Although the Nick of the novel arrives at a new and tragic understanding of the American dream, the Nick on screen can't be more than an earnest observer, since any vestige of the story's tragic sense has been replaced by melodramatic sadness. The film even dishonors the artistry of Fitzgerald, who wrote The Great Gatsby while living on Long Island and in Europe. In a deviation from the book that amounts to a calumny against literary history, Nick, the author's surrogate, is discovered as an aging alcoholic in a psychiatric hospital, struggling to comprehend the vanished figure at the center of the long-ago story, and finally completing his treatment by writing the novel. It's literature's therapy, and Gatsby is Rosebud. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW after a couple of weeks' vacation.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.